So if you're going to live by faith, you're not only going to live by what you believe in your heart, but you're going to live by what you say with your mouth. You can't be believing one thing and saying another without negating the faith.
Did you know your words are connected to what you believe? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland as he leads our study on how to speak words of faith that bring results. Now here's Kenneth.
Welcome everybody to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh my, we worship you and we bless you. We raise our expectations, our hopes, and our dreams into a receiving place. And we open our hearts and we open our minds and we boldly declare the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our guide. And we thank you today for revelation from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let's open our Bibles today. Oh, don't forget to get on kcm.org/notes and download those notes. I mean, you'll be glad you did. I can promise you that because you can follow along. All the scripture references are already there. It's already prepared for you. Praise God. Amen. Say, how do they do that? He's just now preaching on there and then, no. See, this is a few days before you see it. Gloria and I was in the Walmart store, and her cousin was in there. This is over in Arkansas. Her cousin was in there, and she said hi, and came over and visited with us a little bit. And she went back, and I could hear them. There's just an aisle or two, a few feet away, you know. She said, "Come, Gloria, over there," and he said, "No, they're not." Yeah, she said to her, no, they're not, it can't be. She said, why? He said, I just got out of the truck. He's preaching on the radio. How could he be in here? Well, you know, us Arkansas folks, I mean, you know, I never let Gloria hear the end of that. Hey, I said, you know, people in Texas, I mean, we know better than that. Amen, glory to God. Open your Bibles with me today, again, to Mark chapter 11, and we're going to begin reading here in what Jesus is saying in Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. Now, Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. My cross reference says, have the faith of God. Whoa. I don't know, that just runs a thrill through me. The very idea that you and I can have God's faith inside us. Well, let me tell you something bigger than that. We've got God Himself inside us, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And then we invited Him to come in fullness. Jesus said, the Spirit of God comes on you, you shall receive power. And it was the same word, power, glory to God, in Acts chapter 10, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So the Holy Spirit in was when you got born again. The Holy Spirit that came on you for service, that's the gateway into the gifts of the Spirit, which we'll talk about later. And that comes on you to be there anytime you need it, to minister to someone, for God to use you in any role in life, not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. No. This is for the entire body of Christ. Now, the King James translation translates as gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. Those are part of the anointing equipment of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher to equip those of us that are called into the fivefold ministry, to equip us to carry out our ministries on a supernatural level and not just on the natural plane, which it should be. Anyway, we get over into that. The faith of God. And God. God coming to live in us. Well, I'm excited about it, you can tell. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith or says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, I want you to notice something here. In verse 23, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say, okay, that's saying once, unto this mountain be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. That's believing once, saying once, believing once. That those things which he saith, that's saying twice, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Now notice that. Saying and is mentioned three times by Jesus in that verse. Believing is only mentioned once. Now, you can't do without believing, but you can't do without saying. See, you believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. Now, this is absolute vital information to people who live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Anything you find in the Bible more than once, you find it twice, it's big. You find it three times, I mean, it's huge, amen? And the just shall live by faith. All right. So if you're going to live by faith, you're not only going to live by what you believe in your heart, but you're going to live by what you say with your mouth. You can't be believing one thing and saying another without negating the faith. Now, and we're going to see in a moment even further evidence truth. Well, in fact, let's go over now to Matthew 12. Matthew chapter 12. And let's look at the 36th verse. This is Jesus speaking. I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words thou shalt be justified. By your words thou shalt be condemned. Whoa. Now then, Luke chapter 6 and notice in the 45th verse, a good man out of the good treasure or deposit of his heart, His spirit, brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart. Now, this is not talking about an evil, wicked, no, this is talking about believers. But you see, the scripture says a heart of unbelief is an evil heart. The spies brought back a report of unbelief, and it's called a wicked, evil report. All right. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Do you get it? Whatever is in your spirit in abundance is what comes out of your mouth. I've heard people say, well, now, Brother Copeland, you know, I don't like to get up and you know, raise my hands and shout and dance around. Now, I have a praise in my heart. Well, it's not in there in abundance or it'd come out of your mouth. These are spiritual laws. So, let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4, and let's look at the 13th verse. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. Can you see the connection? It takes both put together. Now, I'm making, the Lord instructed me in preparing for this broadcast today. He instructed me to go down through scriptures and point out the importance of the words of the mouth. The words of your mouth are connected to what you believe. Amen. Now, well, yes, sir. Thank you. You know, I just work here. I want to jump in on every one of these. The Lord said, no, I want you to read these. Okay. Now, Hebrews 3:1. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Now, the word translated profession there is also translated confession. It literally means to say the same thing as. Now, notice, what is Jesus the high priest of? Now, notice this. Partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle. The one God sent, that's what the word apostle means, the one God sent and high priest of our profession, our confession, the high priest of our speaking the same thing he speaks. But notice that the emphasis is on the speaking. Didn't say anything here about the believing part, just talking about the speaking part, Christ Jesus. Now, anytime you find the word Christ, stop, translate, and meditate. The word Christ is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word Messiah, which is exactly the same meaning. Christ, Messiah, in English, anointed. Each one of them mean exactly the same thing. So read this like this, that Jesus of God is anointed, called, sent to be the high priest of what we say. Glory to God. So somebody, you know, I thought this in the beginning. I thought, well, now, wonder, I don't, because I didn't understand how faith functioned. I didn't know anything about it. And I wondered, what difference does it make what I say? I mean, I pray and so forth, and I'm believing God to do something here. What difference does it make what I say? And besides that, I didn't understand who I was in Christ or the authority or anything else. I'm just making questions in my mind like a lot of you have this morning. What difference does it make what I say? It makes all the difference in the world. Because Jesus is standing ready to back what you say, but when you believe one thing in your heart and you say something else with your mouth, amen, or you're speaking your fear, then he doesn't have anything to work with. Now, notice again in the 14th verse of the 4th chapter, seeing then we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Amen. Now, Hebrews 4:14, we just read, Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords, your pruning hooks into spears. Now, you're getting ready to go to war here, see? Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't say I am weak. I am strong. Now then, Proverbs chapter 4. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 4. And look at the 24th verse. Put away from you a froward mouth. Froward means disobedient. And perverse lips put far from you. This means you need to be taking authority over your mouth and put a stop to its disobedience. How do you do that? Well, the Word of God. And we'll get there. The Apostle James said, no man can tame the tongue. Well, if you can't tame the tongue, what's the use of all these scriptures? He was saying, and he did say, we'll see it, that no man can tame the tongue with natural power. It takes the power of the Spirit of God. It takes the power of the Word of God. It takes the power that is involved in the new birth. Amen. The Holy Spirit dwelling within you. Now, that put away from you a disobedient mouth, perverse. Perverse literally means it ought not be that way. Something that is perverse shouldn't be that way. If it's perverted, it means it's been twisted into something that it shouldn't be. So, perverse lips, saying things you ought not say. Amen. Now then, let's go to Proverbs 12. And let's look at the 18th verse. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Ha! Now that's not talking about waiting till you get sick and then start confessing healing scriptures. No, it's talking about what you say all the time. Oh, yes. All the time. Building faith structure in your life. Praise God. Now let's take a look at Proverbs 13:2. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth. Amen. Well, what in the world does that mean? My speaking my faith for abundance, my speaking, my God meets all my needs according to his riches and glory. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The young lions shall suffer need, but the children of God suffer want. Glory to God. Woo-hoo. You just talk that way all the time. Glory to God. I have the blessing of the Lord. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm thrilled that his blessing is in me, on me, and around me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you see that? It's what you say all the time. It's a praise coming out of your mouth. Instead of going around saying, boy, I tell you what, I'm just tired. I can't hardly move. And I don't know why God don't help me more than what he does. How can he? Let the weak say, I am strong. Well, this has come up two or three different times. I learned this from Greg Stevens. Greg taught for many years at Rhema and Bible Training Center in Tulsa. That was founded, of course, by Kenneth E. Hagin. And Kenneth Hagin Jr. and his lovely wife, Lynette, and that powerful family of people up there, praise God. And Greg was teaching on the covenant of God. And he was talking about in the First Testament, the First Testament is a blood-sworn oath in the blood of animals. The Second Testament is a blood-sworn oath in the blood of Jesus, the pure, oh glory, the pure blood of God, hallelujah. But both of them blood-sworn oath. And God said, I am. Now, when God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, we are covenanted to Him. That is a covenant. That's a blood-sworn promise. And His promises in Christ are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Now, we are covenant people. We're covenanted to Him. We are one spirit with Him. Now, I want you to get this now. When He said, I am, well, He is what? He is whatever we need Him to be. Amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am your God. I'm the rock of your salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. When He said, I am and I strengthen in you, you ought to look up all of the scriptures on strength. My goodness, that reminds me. I've got some of them here with me, and I'll bring it up to you here in just a moment. But He said, I am. I need to be saying I am too. He says, I am strong. You don't need to be saying I am weak. Think what you're saying. You're accusing your covenant brother Jesus of not telling something, that not telling the truth. You actually really in truth called Him a liar. Oh, I'd never do that. I know you wouldn't. But by doing that, you will. I am. Yeah, boy, that'll do. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'll be back in just a moment. That ballot is your seed. That is the seed, if you sow it in faith, that guarantees your household safety, prosperity. Amen.
Here in America, we've been given the privilege of being able to choose our elected officials. But voting is not just a right, it's a responsibility for every believer. 2 Corinthians states, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. He's chosen us to be His mouthpiece on this earth. When you cast that ballot, it becomes a seed that will bear fruit. It's your choice what type of fruit your seed will produce, just or unjust. Righteous or unrighteous, life or death. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. And when the wicked rule, the people groan. This election year, make sure you vote and vote God.
Life can be stressful. Worry can weigh you down. But let not your heart be troubled. God is there for you. Keep fear out of your heart with the Living Free From Worry package. Overcome the challenges of life with the power of the Holy Spirit and God's Word with Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. Don't wring your hands about what you see around you. Establish your heart in faith and depend on the Holy Spirit to keep you in a place of peace. Break the worry habit once and for all with practical insights from Kenneth Copeland in his mini book, Break the Chain of Worry, The Joy of Living a Carefree Life. Don't be overwhelmed by the news media. Take your stand of faith and hold your ground. This is the information you need for today. Focus on God's promises and choose to live worry-free.
Request the Living Free From Worry package, this week's free TV offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org/TV special. Break the worry habit. Learn to use the Word of God and take authority over thoughts of worry. you can live a worry-free life. Request your free copy of the Living Free From Worry package today. Offer good for 60 days.
Ooh, I got a smile on my face about this. This is just dynamite. This brand new, Breaking the Chain of Worry. Now, anything that does not proceed from faith is sin. I didn't say that. The Bible said that. Amen. And worry is fear-based. So you need to break the worry habit. That's what it is. It's a habit. You just think about this thing all the time, and it's on your mind. It's on your, I don't know what to do. Hey, that's not what you're supposed to be saying. You're supposed to be saying, I have the wisdom of God. I always know what to do. But no. Here I go preaching it to you again. I want to give it to you so you can study it for yourself. Amen. And then the CD, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I want to sow these into your life so that you can absolutely break the power of it. Amen. And roll all the cast, the whole of the care of it over on Jesus. I did that in my life. I took communion with it and I laid it before Him and I made the faith statement. I said, Sir, I will not worry a day of my life again hereafter forever. And I made communion covenant with Him, see? And I'm holding you responsible, Holy Spirit. You're my teacher. You're my guide. You're my intercessor. You're my strength. You're my helper. You're my counselor. And if I start to do that, if I get something on my mind, start worrying about it, I'm holding you responsible to interrupt me. He won't do it unless you invite Him to. You interrupt me and I will stop it immediately. I will stop that thing immediately. Amen. And they'll teach you in here how to do it. Father, I pray for this radio and television audience all over the world. I thank You for them, and I give you praise and thanksgiving for my partners. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Living Victory Orlando is coming up next week, September 16, 17, Orlando, Florida. Get there. Be there. Praise God. See you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith in the Word daily. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory at kcm.org. Be sure to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes and receive all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points from each broadcast. Use the notes for your own personal study or to share with family and friends. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. September 16th through 17th, get connected at Living Victory Orlando at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel in Orlando, Florida. September 22nd through 24th, Word Explosion with the Copelands and guests in Columbia, South Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. October 14th through 15th, join the Copelands at the 2016 Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela.